Thank you very much indeed. That's Glenn Campbell. Now, the idea of driverless cars is akin to Marmite, but love them or hate them, it sounds like they're on their way in big numbers. The car maker Ford predicts it'll be mass producing them by the beginning of the next decade. They say we'll soon be able to hail a car without a human driver, just like we hail a taxi. Well, the firm is throwing $75 million, that's about £57 million, into the ambitious project. Here's Ford's president, Mark Fields.
The experience inside a vehicle where you don't have to take control of the vehicle or be attentive to how it drives changes everything. Whether you want to do work, whether you want entertainment, etc. And those are the types of things that we're thinking about as we design the experience for this type of fully autonomous vehicle.
Well, the technology expert Fevzi Turkalp joins me now. This does seem to be then a very serious attempt.
Yeah, well, it's definitely the direction of travel that various companies are going. Google have had their vehicles on the roads in California and elsewhere for some time. Tesla are selling cars with self-driving options built in. So in a sense, Ford is paying a little bit of catch-up here. But as you say, it's putting large sums of money behind the research and development that's required for this. So this will happen. It will happen in stages, so something like an Uber fleet of vehicles coming first, that's probably quite likely. They'll invest the money because it will save the money on drivers. But there'll have to be other changes. It's not just technology. There has to be a change in the legal framework in this country to allow these vehicles to take to the road.
Also, presumably, a change in our mindset. You know, would that change the way that we actually own cars?
Yeah, I think we're heading for a big change and reduction in car ownership. So if you think about how we own our cars, they sit outside our houses for, 8-10 hours or more overnight, and then when we go to work or wherever it is we go, they're parked most of the time. They're a wasted resource, and we don't have the parking spaces, and there's too many vehicles. So enthusiasts will own cars. There will still be special cases where car ownership makes sense, but for many of us, if the costs of these effectively these taxis goes down because they're not having to pay drivers, then it will make economic sense to use these vehicles. And if they are intelligent enough, if the grid, the computer system is intelligent enough to mean that they're there when we want them, not just when we hail them, but they know when we need to be picked up there, they're linked into our diaries and everything else, then you can imagine there'll actually be far fewer vehicles on the road at any given time, but we'll be making a similar number of journeys.
Why would the car industry invest so much in putting itself out of business then if we're going to have fewer cars?
Well, Ford is 113 years old, and if it doesn't move with the times, it's going to find itself manufacturing the equivalent of horse-drawn carriages. They may make very good cars, but if they don't move with the future, their competitors will overtake them, and arguably their competitors already have the leap. We know that, as I say, Google and Tesla, and of course Apple is widely believed to be researching into the technological parts of this, and they've been trying to do deals with some of the German car manufacturers. So Ford will probably need to find a partner for this as well, which they haven't spoken much about to date. They're very good at cars. If they're going to develop the technology from the ground up, that's going to take them a while.
It'll also take a while to build up trust and safety, won't it?
It will. I mean, we've seen issues where a couple of Tesla's vehicles were involved in accidents. Of course, it's difficult because when an autonomous vehicle has an accident, it makes the news. When a human driver has an accident, we accept that there are a certain number of accidents and injuries and fatalities on our roads. But it will be different when it's an autonomous vehicle, not least because we still have to work out the legal issues that when an autonomous vehicle is involved in a crash, who is to blame?
So there
are many issues that have to be sorted. But I think, in a decade, we'll see these quite a number of these vehicles on the road.
Fevzi Turkalp, thank you.